staff members for state lawmakers in Oregon want to form a union. That might seem like an easy task in a labor-friendly state, but as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Dirk Vanderhart reports, it's complicated.
Labor unions have done as much as anyone to shape Oregon's current political trajectory. With the help of their funding and armies of volunteers, Democrats have run the table here. The party holds every statewide office and controls both chambers of the legislature. That's a long way of saying that when staffers at the state capitol began an organizing attempt in December, there were plenty of reasons to think they'd succeed.
The motivators for folks are similar to what you would see in any workplace. There's a desire for a voice at the table, an ability to have meaningful input in decisions that legislative administration is making that impact our workplace.
That's Logan Gillis. He's a longtime staffer for a longtime state senator. Last year, after some high-profile changes to rules governing workplace harassment and pay policies in the Capitol, Gillis and other legislative aides got to talking.
How do we as legislative aides make sure that we're being considered, that we're being consulted, and really that we can help inform those decisions, because we are a unique set of workers that generally acts as the interface between the general public and their government.
The answer, they decided, was to file to form a union. If successful, they would become the first partisan statehouse staff in the country to unionize. That's if they can get past their bosses, or at any rate, the attorneys who represent their bosses. The state's Department of Justice has responded to the union push with a laundry list of objections. The department declined to be interviewed for this story, but has at various times claimed a legislative union might be unconstitutional and that aides don't have a statutory right to organize like virtually all other state employees. Tony Ruiz is an organizer with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is seeking to represent Capitol staff.
You know, we had hoped it wouldn't go this path, obviously, but we did prepare the bargain unit for there being potential challenges.
The union had reason to expect opposition. In early 2020, staffers in the Delaware legislature tried to unionize. Just like in Oregon, Delaware is controlled by labor-friendly Democrats. But the union drive quickly stalled when legislative leaders argued it would be unconstitutional. Kat Caudill was an organizer with that effort.
It's no different than, you know, Amazon workers in Alabama trying to organize and their bosses saying, well, no, you can't do this, right? Like, they just became bosses is what it essentially came down to.
Caudill says labor groups in Delaware and elsewhere are now eagerly waiting to see how the Oregon battle will play out. It's not clear all lawmakers in Oregon are necessarily comfortable with the arguments against a staff union. A coalition of Democrats are pushing a bill that could clarify that their aides have the right to unionize. And the state's House Speaker, Tina Kotek, has tried to downplay the objections raised by attorneys.
They are defined as objections, and that is because that's what they're called. I like to think of them more as clarifying questions.
Clarifying or not, the questions will help decide whether Oregon aides are granted the chance to unionize or become another cautionary tale. An administrative hearing on the matter is set to begin Thursday. For Here and Now, I'm Dirk Vanderhart in Portland, Oregon.